I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Blast off! We're back! 2 days since the last live episode, and now we've got another one, because that's how we do it when we have great guests, and you saw their names. They're like icon, one-name icons.
Right?
Sure. Right? We didn't have to put Bilum on there.
No one ever goes Ungayo.
Peaches and Ungayo. Right? Could be the new peaches and herb.
I was going to say that. So it actually is literally as peaches
Absolutely.
And herb.
Peaches and herb, exactly.
Peaches, herb.
Smoke your groove.
I love it.
But I say herb.
You do?
You don't have a problem
herb?
With that, right?
I don't have a problem with that. I think it's fun to call it herb.
I think it's probably a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Let's smoke some herbs. Let's smoke some Canadian herbs.
What do we have?
What's the, we're going to start here in a second, Ungayo. Settle down.
Come on, man. Like, what's
we don't
the whole
start
theme
smoking
of the show?
Until 20 minutes after the hour. So let's show off your brand of weed first, real quick.
I brought a delicious High Life. This is a Bubba Kush crossed with a Thin Mint cookie. It was grown by my homie Mark, who came in third place in the Emerald Cup outdoor cannabis competition. When you buy this eighth, by the way, it's like a infomercial. You get a pre-roll.
Ooh.
Right? You get an eighth.
I like this infomercial.
Right? You get a lighter.
You get a lighter?
You get a lighter.
What else do you get?
You get papers.
You get...
And you get a grinder card. So
I don't
it's
know
everything you need.
It's all in one thing.
I'm disappointed your face isn't on here.
Next week.
Next week.
Really?
No.
Wait, what's this?
That's a grinder card so you can grind your marijuana.
Your face isn't on that either.
I'm sorry. My face is on the box.
Are you
is
that sure not, you didn't like just put your face on this box? On?
I did. I just taped it on. I went to Kinko's before I got here.
I got my pre-roll.
There you
got
go.
It. So the same strain that's in the bag is in the pre-roll.
Oh, that's good.
Right. For the ride home. I would never encourage that.
We'll light that up in a second.
Sure.
And but Peach is a first-time guest on the show.
I am.
She was going to give that a smell. Mm. Give it the smell test.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here.
I'm excited.
Thank you for saying yes. And thank you
excited
for wearing am I correct in saying you're wearing a pepperoni pizza onesie?
I am wearing
that is the perfect thing. Oh my God, it's got a hood and everything. All pizza all the time. You got the green jacket because, you know, you got to have your vegetables too. You can't just live
right?
on pizza.
What else is in the pizza of pizza?
Pizza of pizza, exactly. And I got
I
a hot dog
thing.
Here too. I don't know. I've got all this like.
You have a hot dog and a pizza?
Yeah, there's something. And look, I realize my purse is like flatbread.
Purse is a flatbread.
Yeah,
around flatbread.
Yeah.
That is super
You're
cute.
Like a walking commissary.
Sometimes I have a banana too. But...
Sometimes I also have a banana.
Oh. And they call me Peaches.
See? The
fruits, you requested
the fruit
popcorn?
Salad of our life.
I requested...
That we have popcorn on the set?
No, I requested white cheddar popcorn.
That kind specifically?
No, they didn't get the kind I requested.
Oh, good. So you don't need that then?
Yeah, white. I need that.
Okay, good.
Is it time? Is it time?
Well, almost. It's 19 minutes after the hour. My favorite...
Can I eat that yet?
If you want to. Yeah. I was just, I just discourage snacking on the show because people hate the sound of chewing.
Why do they
And we release this as a podcast, so like we're chewing right into
but
our
it's
microphones.
A, it's not, popcorn is nice. It's kind of like ping pong sounds, you know? Like
this stuff you can eat really quietly, too.
You practice eating quietly like you're in a movie theater?
There's not enough cheese on it.
Oh, I wish people would eat quietly in movie theaters.
Right?
They're the worst with people. Mouth wide open, shoving things in there.
Talking
and chewing
at the same
away.
Time.
I come, talking, I see nachos in.
Singing.
Singing.
Dirty limericks. All right.
There once was a guy named Doug.
It's time to smoke. All of these have been loaded up with today's sativa.
Which is?
If you prefer an indica, we can go that way. The sativa today is Dutch Treat.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so you're going to have to pay half for
that. Pay half.
And the indica is Kosher Kush.
Kosher Kush, that's nice.
So, so it depends on how you kill the tree.
I only smoke that on the Sabbath.
That's good. Is that because the Jew is here, me?
So no, that's not why. Kush? Just it's just a coinkadink. but it is always 420 somewhere, we like to say. And today it
will be 420 somewhere.
Hey,
that's a good
mahalo.
One. That's good.
So holler at us from Twitter if you're in Honolulu.
I'd like to say what's up to my homie Bushido.
And
from Bushido
right
Gardens
now.
Out there in Honolulu. And Woody
really?
Harrelson if he's watching.
You think they're watching?
It's always a chance.
Mm-hmm. I'm just supposed to smoke, whatever.
Pick one. You can
wait,
smoke
why
that
is,
one.
Is this your face? I don't understand what, why
that's
is this guy
face.
Here fighting.
That's my face.
That's your face.
We also got a little kitty cat one.
I like this guy.
A little penguin
it
one.
It reminds me of, like, remember when Lady Gaga had that costume and the piano looked like it?
Yep.
That's like this.
Yeah, it's like a little...
when she was the egg?
A little water in
no,
there.
No, before bubbler. The egg, when she was like Bubbles.
When she was like Bubbles the
a
Chimp.
A bunch of Bubbles. Bubbles the Chimp, that's right.
Yeah. Very nice. Is that from Chameleon Glass?
Yeah.
We love those guys.
Mm-hmm. They're great. They made this crazy mug where you can smoke and mug at the same time.
I have one. Smoke and mug.
How do you smoke a mug?
Smoke and mug. You know, you put the bowl there, and then this is the...
Because weed and coffee is the poor man's eight ball.
Yeah.
Good way to start the day.
The trouble is when you try to empty the bowl, you have to turn the thing over and then you dump
just
out whatever
drink it
liquids
faster.
Are in there. Yeah, just drink and then reload.
Oh, you like it too. You like that one?
I do like this one, actually.
Mm,
I had one
what
like
is
this.
That?
I broke it.
Is that, which one is that?
It's the Dutch Treat.
That is tasty.
Yeah, right?
Mmm. See how it goes through all those.
I haven't had it yet because I've been enjoying your, you want can you pass Bubba this
mint.
Around? Bubba Mint?
Bubba Mint. Tested
Bubba Mint.
22% THC.
Do you encourage super toques on this show?
What's a super toque?
The way you wear a cape?
You've never heard of a super toque?
Maybe once you show us what
okay.
it is.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this end in my mouth and I'm going to blow it into your...
Oh, a shotgun.
Oh, a shotgun?
Oh, I've never heard it called.
Canadians are so nonviolent.
Oh, yes, right?
Right?
Yeah. They don't want
a
shotgun
it.
They want to do
super
a
toque.
Super
Who wants a shotgun? Toque.
I'll take a right, shotgun super
yeah,
toque.
Yeah, do it to Ngayo. I love this. Damn it.
It's like the 70s.
It's like the power
it is.
Buddy
That's
hitter.
What it is. That's why, that maybe,
just
yeah.
just a person's doing it to you.
Well, I can scratch that off my bucket list now. Super toques with peaches.
You
People
did
be
it.
Like, what's that? You're like, oh, sorry, shotgun.
Let's do your it's high history peaches.
High history, it's a good one.
Why, when, and
I
where, and why did you start?
High history.
my brother's 5 years older than me. Uh-huh. I'm not blaming him. I'm just, you know, starting.
Setting the stage.
And he came to me, my brother came to me, and he said, if you ever want to get high, you should get high with me, because... I know what it smells like. I could show you all the kinds. And, you know, because his best friend's brother was the big weed dealer in the neighborhood.
And which town is this?
Toronto.
Toronto. The Toronto. T-Dot.
T-Dot.
The six?
Yeah.
It's not the, is it the six? What According to Drake?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You're going to lose me on most Drake references, I'm afraid.
But, no, I love how he always, he talks about the 401. That's our highway.
There you go.
Yeah, that's really good.
Important to know.
In Markham Road, where all the pretty girls go.
Nice. Sorry to interrupt your story.
Do they really?
Oh. Well, that's what Drake says.
Oh, okay.
I didn't live far from Markham Road.
So then he's right.
Thank you. So my brother said, if you want to get high, you just come to me. But of course I didn't, because he's like my brother. I'm like, I'm not going to get high the first time with my brother. I think the first time I smoked it was hash.
Mm. Sure.
Yeah.
How'd you feel?
I loved it. It was fun. Yeah, it was really fun.
it was
but I remember
just really fun.
Before, well, I don't really remember
What's
everything.
My favorite thing
How old were you?
I was probably grade 9.
Grade 9?
Yeah. Sure. You guys say 9th
13,
grade.
14?
14, 15?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And nonstop ever since?
No.
Periods?
I did smoke like every day for 10, 15 years, something like that. But that was more my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But pre-smoking, like other friends smoking and things like that, we used to try all those things, you know, like banana peel, smoking
I'm
banana
just
peel.
Wild about saffron.
Wait, what? You could smoke a banana peel?
No, you just tried. We tried to smoke pine needles.
You can't smoke needles.
I know, it's so stupid. We put pine needles in toilet paper, and then the toilet paper would like blow away, and then it made no sense, and everybody. And then we heard nutmeg would get you high.
Nutmeg will get you high, but yeah,
but we didn't do it the right way, so.
What's happening?
That's what happens.
What's that? We don't have sound? So why are we discussing anything? Why is there all this chatter about what's going on? Trying to fix what? If they can hear it, what's wrong? What?
For the sound effects.
Oh, I see what you're saying, the sound effects. I'll just assume they're happening as they happen. Trying to talk over here and there's a guy right there talking. So it's weird.
It's a talk show.
So
everybody on the crew talks too.
It's just everybody talks. We'll just
everybody talks.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb. Rhubarb, rhubarb.
But the worst thing is when I moved to Berlin and everybody smokes weed like they roll a huge fat tobacco joint.
Tobacco smokes,
and then they put like a cocaine line of weed.
Cocaine line?
Like it's not cocaine, but it's like that much. That's how much. Yeah, a hint of weed. And they're like, I got a big fat joint. And I'm like, great. And then I can't smoke tobacco. Mm. It just makes me puke, probably more than the nutmeg. But I don't get high after. I just feel like some big hand is pushing me down. Like this.
On the tobacco, on the nicotine.
Yeah, like I'll be like, my knees are weak. And so that was really bad because I'd go out so many nights and everybody would have joints because you can smoke anywhere there. And then I'd have to go home.
What year was this?
That was in 2000.
Huh. I was there in the mid 90s.
Yeah.
And they all thought we were crazy because we wouldn't put any tobacco
in our
joints.
Yo, yeah, they do. They're like, right? What?
Are you a drug addict?
Yeah,
what are you? What? You're the one with the nicotine problem.
Where is this?
Berlin.
Oh, but that's but all of Europe is super into spliffs. And
we actually call a spliff a Euro trash.
Yeah, there you go.
We roll a Euro trash joint.
But so I rolled a lot of very thin, skinny ones, just like little personal
thinner
joints.
Personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do like a salad. I enjoy hash and weed together.
Oh. Yeah. I like a super salad.
We can make that happen, I think.
Really?
Probably. Let me see. I don't know. I may have changed jackets. I had some wax from earlier. You'll have to see me after the show. It's in the car.
Oh, damn.
You know, these things happen.
I'll see you after the show.
So So you said you smoked for like 10 years and then did you quit for a while and come back? Or did you just like taper off? Or?
Yeah, I kind of tapered off. I kind of felt like I needed some time off.
Some time off from weed.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We all do. And then people come back. Some people leave and don't come back.
I didn't know if I was going to come back, but I came back. But I haven't come back as hard. Actually, my brother lives here in L.A.
Yeah.
And I have a little house here, and he grows weed in my backyard and his backyard. So there's always, like, free weed around.
Well, that's good.
So, as it should be.
Yeah.
I took a month off once.
Uh-huh.
For a week?
Was that forced or...?
Yeah, it was for a project.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. So I once I got back, I never stopped, you know, every once in a while, you know. Sometimes you have a long flight or something.
I found weed in my pocket on the plane once.
Right.
And you just like, what am I going to do? What is the best way and the most I can get out of this weed that's in my pocket? Because I'm on a plane and it's a long flight. So I ordered hot water, like just a small, and just like let it steep in there. You seep in there, yeah.
Did you get a buzz?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah,
sure.
I to say I did.
Maybe something would happen, right?
Yes, yeah, maybe.
Funny. Made me laugh.
I straight up ate a bud once, and it did not make me high.
No, you have
even
to.
Even though I was told by the great Tommy Chong that would work.
Mm. You have to decarbolate the. It's the heat that helps to activate the THC.
Yeah.
In the joints while you burn it.
I don't
eating
know.
It. Yeah.
And that's why it works in food, because it's been cooked.
It's been warmed up a little bit, and then the fat.
We got the Willy Wonka pipe back.
It's very nice.
It was living at Gabe's for a while, and he decided to come by for
the pipe. Help you view paradise?
Mm-hmm.
You simply look around. And view it, everybody.
No? All right.
The Candyman can.
There you go. The Candyman can.
Because he mixes it with love. But man, that guy in the movie just seems like kind of a creep singing that to the kids and just giving out candy, like so much of it.
It's not like he rolled up in a van.
How could he make a living giving out that much candy? Right, those guys. Those guys have a lot of, they have a really strong moral compass.
They're the moral
Oompa-Loompas.
They're very,
For these guys that are just sort of chocolate factory slaves, they really understand the outside world. They're like, kind of like the Dr. Phil of the chocolate factory.
I think they're some sort of weird little cult is why they've moved to Wonka land, so they don't have to live in man's world.
But what's weird is in the new Wonka, it's just like one of them, like it's a million times. Like
Stormtroopers.
It's what's his name? Roy.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy. That's,
They just
repeat him over and over again.
Which is trippy in its own way, but, you know.
Yeah.
You liked all the
Oompa-Loompas. I didn't care for
that. I like all the Oompa Loompas and all the little.
What's your favorite line in that movie?
Which one? The first Willy Wonka? Oh.
The only
Willy Wonka. I want it now, Daddy.
That's an interesting choice.
It's just the first one I came to.
After she falls through the thing. I want it now.
I want the whole world.
I want to wrap it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll sing the whole thing for you guys.
Then we're going to do a Veruca Salt, the band medley.
Yeah, there you go, because that
like
was
that
her name.
Band.
What was their hit?
Oh, can't find the Seether.
Yeah, when Nina Gordon's
actually,
great singer.
When I'm putting on makeup, I sing, I need concealer.
Nice.
Oh, can't find the Seether. Yeah, I get it.
And that's
I
a Veruca
need
Salt
concealer.
Song.
Yeah. Neat.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Did they ever get a cease and desist like REO Speed Dealer did or Mos Eisley?
I think they were into it. It was fine.
I don't know. It feels like fictional characters are kind of hard for anybody to step up and defend. How could you use her name for this thing? You know, we made her up and nobody's getting hurt.
Well,
you know, REO Speed Dealer, the REO Speedwagon is a bunch of guys that don't want to be thought of as speed dealers.
The estate of Roald Dahl wouldn't be like, hey, we didn't say.
What does he care? He let a lot of awful things happen to his work while he was alive. And some good. He hated the Willy Wonka movie.
It was awesome.
Really? The first one?
I know, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, supposedly Roald Dahl did not care for it.
The Oompa Loompas weren't racist enough or.
Yeah, they were like little pygmies in the book.
I believe so. I think they made him change it.
Yeah, really? And squirrels kill Veruca Salt in the book, not...
Do they?
Yeah, not... and then that's why
kill them? Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. What do they do in the... they don't do the eggs and the geese in the Tim Burton movie.
I don't recall.
Nope.
I forget, how she die in that one? Does anybody know?
Did she die?
Live tweet us.
Right when you really
how did
Veruca
die? In the new one. Adam Gaio 420.
I can look into it during the break. And in fact, it's time to go to a break.
Is it time for a break?
Yeah, this is racing by. You guys are great. Keep hitting the pipes and stuff. Let us know if there's anything specific you'd like.
I'm going to try this kosher kush.
What happened to all the popcorn? Did we finish that already?
She hid it behind her. Okay. She's hoarding the popcorn.
Oopsie.
Yeah, go ahead and take it with you. Enjoy
popcorn.
It. We'll be right back after these words. Hey everybody, it's time to talk about Viceland. Viceland is the new TV channel from Vice. It has a bunch of shows that look pretty cool, like Noisy, for instance. Noisy follows host Zach Goldbaum as he travels around the world to talk to musicians and explore the communities that help give rise to their art. Each episode takes place in a new location with a new artist. He visits musical hotbeds like London, Detroit, Chicago, Jamaica, Las Vegas, San Paulo, all to get inside the local music scene. The first episode features rapper Kendrick Lamar and his hometown of Compton. Zach follows Kendrick around Compton, interviews childhood friends, gang members, and even visits his high school, all to get a better look inside the place that shaped Kendrick's music. Created by Vice filmmaker Andy Capper, it appears to me like it'll be a compelling and sometimes controversial look at music today. Noisy airs at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, only on Viceland. Check out Noisy and all the new shows on Viceland today.
Thank you.
everybody.
Jesus Christ is a party.
Can we sit on the floor, please?
Did you like it, Dan?
The pot?
Yeah.
A narc. Everybody smokes. Everybody smokes. If you don't smoke, you're a fucking cop.
I'm gonna think everybody's mad at me. I'm gonna make a joke all confident, and then I'm gonna be like, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh, and also, by the way, I'm high already. And, yeah. I mean, I usually am.
Yeah, you guys, please come to the Glendale area of California to the Alex Theater on April 20th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a great lineup booked. 1,441 people are watching us live right now, you guys. Woo! Not to make anybody paranoid or anything.
This is like...
Isn't that fun? We call that the
Nobody
Gandalf.
Nobody emptied it.
Oh, yeah, you can... here, we'll use the Pokeball. Pokeball.com, 10% off if you use the code Doug.
Pokeball.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Check this out.
Nice.
Clean that bowl right up.
Clean that bowl.
Ream it out, Doug.
Get in there.
Get in there. See it up close.
There you
this
go.
Is amazing. I could do like.
You're ready to roll now.
Like I need saxophone.
It's almost like you need
solo
a
effects. Like.
What do you want in that? A sativa or an indica?
Kush. Is that?
This I'm smoking the kosher Kush right now. It's very nice.
Kosher Kush. Is that? That's indica.
You
right?
You want to load this pipe for her with that?
Sure, I will load this pipe for her with that.
All right. Do you need to grind it, or are you just gonna
gentlemen,
go?
Thank you.
I will like use my hand, sir.
And what? And this one's.
I like to feel the weed.
Yeah.
That was yummy too, actually.
It's all pretty tasty.
It's still marijuana.
What was the, was
We're
that also
out here in California.
The joint was also?
The joint was the Bubba Kush crossed with Thin Mint cookie.
Oh, right, right.
We got some Twitter questions.
All right.
Peaches.
That's me.
And Guile, you take this one.
I'll take Paul in the block.
Did you ever hang out with the Jackass crew since they used your music in one of their movies?
I did hang out with a jackass.
Oh, okay, but maybe not.
But not because of the movie.
You don't want to name names?
Yeah, I do.
Which one did you hang out with? Which one of those jackasses?
Guess.
Johnny Knox?
Yeah, how'd you guess?
He showed up one time at a thing I was at.
Yeah,
and he brought moonshine in jars. And so it's the only time I ever got to try moonshine was courtesy of Johnny Knoxville. I met him, and then he was like, "You want to try this?" I took a sip. It was awful, but I drank it. I spit it into my my car.
In your car.
Into the gas, yeah, and I drove home.
Right into the carburetor.
Yeah, because it tastes like gasoline.
Mad Max style.
But what was your experience with Johnny K?
Me and him and Karen O did a song together with Greg Kirsten, so we were all...
You all had to get together to do that.
We all hung out, but they were really drunk, and he was probably on moonshine, so we didn't like hang out a lot.
Oh, okay.
You wrote the song then, or you were shooting a video? Or?
We were all writing.
Drunken writing sessions. Do you write most of your songs drunk, or painkillers, or like?
No.
What's your drug of choice for songwriting?
Weed.
Weed. Good choice.
Yeah.
Write stoned, edit sober.
Only. Yeah. No. It's mostly like start it sober. I can't really start. High, because then I second guess everything. Same with performing. Like you can pass me joints during shows.
Right.
I've also perfected walking on people and smoking a joint at the same time during a show.
Walking on people?
Yes, like walking on their hands.
On their hands, so they hold you up like that.
And smoking a joint.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's good. And now more people know about it, so they're passing me joints.
That's terrific.
Do you double fist?
Excuse me.
Yeah. I can see where you're going.
She's going Eric Andre on us. She's getting into the hoodie.
One joint in each hand is my question. May not sound any better.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Sounds like
I
she
think
can
for
handle
balance,
a lot. You got to have one hand
for balance,
free.
I kind of need, balance. But I'll work up to that.
Maybe you could get,
I gotta see this. This
like a balance
amazing.
Pole that's also a pipe. And then you could smoke it while
oh, that's good. Yeah, and you're just like. Yeah.
Where, what do you got coming up? Where are you gonna, where can people see you?
In Europe.
Yeah, you're going on a European thing?
Uh-huh.
For how long?
The whole summer, like festivals.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, hell festivals. Yeah.
Damn
that's
it.
The shit.
I'm working.
European festivals, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. The Love Fest, the Orange Fest, whatever they have.
Kitten the underscore.
Isla, huh, what?
Kitten underscore buttons.
Aw.
Wants to know, yeah, right? Peaches, what's the best way to bring weed and feminism together? I think Peaches might be the best way right there.
Well, I think Alana, right Alana from Broad City, like on said, just call you know, like nature's pocket when she hit it, mm-hmm. in her nature's pocket.
Yeah,
that's the best way to bring weed and feminism together. Is
yeah, just keep it in your nature's pocket.
Hot, let it marinate.
All right,
that's the power of.
I bought a weed lube.
How'd that work?
Euphoria or whatever?
Is it all right?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't, you know.
Have you tried
haven't
it?
Haven't tried it or?
No, I did try it.
And it didn't
not
seem
really,
to?
No.
Did it work just, was it successful as a lubricant?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Just all right, it's not enough.
No, if it wasn't
you,
enough. I wanted my pussy to be high.
And not, yeah.
Your
yeah.
pussy wasn't high.
No, it wasn't. I wanted it like all tingly, you know, from
right?
that.
Sure.
So I just,
red eyes. She wanted so her just pussy to forget things.
Yeah. Hungry.
So I just put Dr. Bronner.
Right, giggly. Like, you like a giggly pussy? Or more of like a couch lock?
That's kind of slow.
Slow?
Yeah.
Right? But friendly.
What is that? Like, you have a song called Diddle My Skittle?
I do.
I love that name.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's do State of Pot. That's our weekly segment that we don't do some weeks.
State of Pot.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, and, I just guessed.
Alaska, finally, the number one audience on the last episode per capita 2 days ago was in the state of Alaska.
Per capita.
Yeah, per capita. So
four out of
do it that way you
people.
Want. Ooh. Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, Washington, D.C. Generally the same ones all the time, but Alaska really,
let's go.
Alaska's a new
really
one.
Went to the top of the list. I wonder why that was. Was there anything that would appeal specifically to Alaskans? We did have Sarah Palin on.
And Judge
we,
Sarah
and we
Palin?
Murdered her. So Alaskans love that.
That's why.
Yeah. Just
turned us all into accessories. Though.
Do you want to hear a trippy statistic that I don't think makes any sense?
All right. Six out of seven statistics are all made up.
That's
the
good.
Total minutes watched of you and Gaio on Getting Dug with High, like the total amount of minutes human beings have had their eyes on this show while you were on it, totals 19,332,519 minutes.
Fantastic.
36 wow. years and
206.
36 years and 276 days of eyeballs lifetimes have been taken up watching you.
I just
show.
Want to say that I'm that eating popcorn because like it's on a podcast, right? And people don't like chewing.
But you're doing all right with it.
All right, I just wanted to mention it, like, so they didn't think that.
Oh, you warned them ahead of time?
Yeah.
I'm about to chew.
That's what I thought.
So then
it's
how many?
Nice.
So then
it's nice
that's
to
like you're 100 years in eyeballs?
I wish in movies they'd say someone's about to throw up and I just look away for a while or maybe even walk out of the theater because it never, to me, adds to the story. Name a good vomiting scene in a movie that where it's like that really needed to be there. We couldn't just have them run around the corner and make a "ugh" sound.
Stand by Me?
Right, because it's hilarious that
Meaning
they're all spewing pie on each other.
Yeah. Alien?
Meaning of Life, because it's because of how disgusting it is.
How gross it is.
Alien?
Kind of like the whole body's puking.
Yeah, he pukes out of his stomach,
yeah.
and then it runs across the room.
Yeah.
But it's cute for puke. It's got teeth.
Cute
hello,
for
my
you.
Baby. Hello, my honey.
I've been holding
hello,
the Gandalf
my ragtime
for too long.
Gal.
In fact, I hit it already. Should I? Does anybody else want to try it?
I will
it?
Touch your Gandalf,
all
sir.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Have you seen this little fella? He loves to play in the popcorn. What do you think of that guy? Wow, he almost broke the dish because he's
fine.
So just so incredibly.
Look at him swimming around in there.
Feel him though.
Just pick him up.
That's gonna be all salty, cheesy.
What is this? I don't know anything about the monkey.
It's a lighter that used to work. He doesn't work anymore now. He's just a fun
toy, but not good for children, because don't you think he's a little too...
Because he drilled a hole in his head?
There's a hole in his head that kids will be wondering about that.
Yeah, oh, just put him in the bowl and then down on the ground. That's a perfect way.
He's coming back.
Perfect way to end at. Oh, okay.
He's staring at me.
What do you think of this thing, though? asking that over and over.
I don't know. I didn't have an immediate connection to it. Although I do like when lighters are other things and images. And I have an actual poker chip that I really like.
How does it feel, though? Like
I think it feels pretty smooth, a little cold.
I do know that poker chip lighter, though. Those are pretty sweet.
It's all right, right?
Yeah, I like that. How does it weigh? How does it weigh?
It's actually, it's got a good weight.
Yeah, good weight?
I think that's the best thing about it.
You don't think it weighs too much? You don't think it's...
No, I like that it weighs too much.
It's not too...
You don't think it's weighty. Too...
It's weighty.
It's not too weighty?
I like it.
It's
like
interesting.
That.
I guess they say weighty in Canada.
I guess so.
Down here we say...
down here we say...
Instead of weighty, we say that it was...
down here we just say...
What is the word?
We say.
Just say it, please. Peaches.
I don't know what
to
say.
For the love of God, peaches.
I was trying to do like a.
If it's not light,
say something.
What's your favorite kind of metal?
My favorite kind of metal. Heavy.
Okay. Close your ears.
Oh my God, sorry.
We're just trying to get you to say heavy.
I know, but I hate that sound. I should have plugged my ear.
I tried to.
I hate when people whistle like they're beside you at a concert and I.
Oh, that's the worst.
I mean, my friend Graham Elwood.
Oh, sorry.
The worst.
I just saw it.
Annoying whistler.
So this is peanut butter and hash.
I like how she just moved on.
Oh, I forgot to put the hash on there.
Over it already.
What? Over what? Am I supposed to be?
No, you were like, oh, that was loud. And then, oh, what's this over here? That's interesting.
It's the marijuana.
Yeah.
We don't.
ADD.
We're having a great time. But hashtag heavy monkey. That's all we were trying to do.
Oh, okay.
Heavy monkey.
And it's very suspenseful for the listeners and annoying to some.
Suspenseful
and
annoying.
Because I can't feel it.
Yeah.
We'll see when you pick the, you know, it seems kind of.
Weighty.
Yeah. But speaking of things that are weighty, we want to really hit the heavy, the big topics, the heavy issues. Of course, we're, you know, not just sitting here smoking weed and not knowing about what happened in Brussels. We are, you know.
It's crazy that
thinking
now,
about that.
Yeah, that right now that's becoming something that's normal.
Right, that's what I kept seeing on the news. They kept saying, like, this is going to become a regular thing.
Yeah, this is like a normal thing
great.
Now.
That's awesome. Just regularly happening. So don't do it anymore, you guys.
It was two brothers,
From
right?
Getting dug with heights. I'm just here to say stop being terrorists.
Don't be terrorists.
It's so silly.
Stop the violence
and
terrorism.
No reason for it. You could.
There is really no reason.
There's so many hobbies you could take up. So many things you could do with your life.
You could, you know.
Or have a fun suicide that doesn't involve others.
Exactly.
Go
you could commit suicide and leave everybody else alone.
In a spectacular way that doesn't, into a pool or something.
If you want to commit suicide, just do it.
On fire.
Yeah, go into a pool on fire.
Sure.
Well, that'll probably put out.
Eat yourself to death.
And then drown. Say burn and drown. But just do all of that to yourselves, terrorists.
Even if you leave, if you live, you'll have a good story.
But let's do some serious pot topics.
Pot topics!
This is so serious. Legal marijuana sales in the United States reached a record high in 2015.
Record high?
Uh-huh. Woo. And to put that in perspective, marijuana did 5 times better than Oreos.
Wow.
Did Oreos have a good year as well?
I think Oreos did have a good year because they came out with Oreo Thins. They're actually really good.
How many different kinds of Oreos
new.
Are there?
I
now?
Think that's new.
Is it because it'd be too weird to the touch to do, white Oreos, like white on the outside and the chocolate in the cookie in the middle?
Didn't they used to
I guess
do
they'd
that?
Have to put them in one of those plastic things, a divider.
But you know what
right?
I mean? You still, when you're
melt?
Picking it up, you don't want to touch the icing part, really. But you could probably
work it out.
Did they try something like that?
They did.
I think there's been a million different, like they have like ones that are dunked and stuff. And
but this was
I
thin.
Like the chocolate
it was
covered
nice.
Ones.
It was just like a thin one.
A super thin one.
Wafer thin.
Yeah, I could be all right with that.
It's thin on both sides?
6.6 times more than Pringles sales, and Pringles are my jam when I open up a hotel minibar and I'm drunk.
That's the worst. And then you're like,
get a can of Pringles.
It's true. There's always
a short can.
Potato chip clones.
Like the fact that there's a tall can that I used to be able to eat in one sitting, no problem.
Now you can get the
short. But they have the short one. You're like, oh, I'm on a diet.
That's good portion control.
I'm not eating a giant sleeve of chips.
Do you ever read the side of it, or you just assume that that's a safe portion because it's smaller?
This is surprising. 49 times M&M sales.
Eat more M&M, stoners.
Isn't that interesting that like Oreos are doing that much better than M&Ms?
Well, it doesn't say how much money. It just says how many times.
Yeah, but still, that's I extrapolate from that.
You extrapolate?
That five times and 49 times seems like Oreos doing much better.
Were they discussing growth or discussing
No, it says matched. They matched it.
Match.
3.4 billion legal weed sales.
Legal
weed
in 2015 in this country.
3.4 billion?
Is that what I said?
Million.
No, 3.4 thousand.
Thousand.
No, billion. Billion.
Billion.
Billion.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, billion.
Already.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to gross this year with your...
I beg your pardon, you're madam.
The,
I have
you're
no
in
idea.
The game.
I don't
billions.
Make any money on those.
You're in the game for billions.
Is the IRS watching?
It's a new lottery.
We'll see. We'll see. What's weird? We
don't
very
worry. Ted
release.
Cruz is going to get rid of the IRS. So.
Ted Cruz will
win everything.
That'll be great. It's going to be interesting to see him get rid of the IRS and increase defense spending at the same time. That'll be a challenge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't think
of the
it through.
IRS. I don't get that one. That's an interesting.
Well, you know.
Interesting.
God will just pay for roads.
I mean, I always like when I hear, you know, like, oh, doing your taxes will just be easy because it'll just be like.
Should be easy.
One piece of paper. Yeah.
It should be easy.
One question.
What do you.
Do you want to give us too much of your money? You check yes.
Is that how it goes?
I guess. I don't know. It just feels like.
It's ridiculous.
Feels like everybody has to give half, so that's why the rich stay rich because half of rich is still rich, but half of poor is fucked.
Mm hmm.
Fair enough.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's, they're giving half of
Here's
their
the
paycheck.
Thing. Here's the thing.
Me,
the rich don't pay half.
A multi-thousandaire comedian, I'm giving
less.
Half of my money ultimately.
The rich don't.
Rich pay
the
less.
Don't pay. They don't pay.
Well,
half.
There's Tax more loopholes and shit.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. So they pay less than you.
All right. I didn't mean to bring everybody.
You guys
down.
Do a lot of the turning in the chair.
We okay. do.
Do we?
Is this like choreographed? Because I keep looking down.
You're
like. Yeah.
Yep.
It's different with every guest, and like when people
I had to move back.
When people shift too much in it, the people watching, you know, they get obsessed with it.
Sure.
And write comments.
I'll try to sit still. Now I'm self-conscious.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Quit swiveling in your chairs, guys. Doug, why don't you get chairs that don't swivel? How about bean bags? How about 40 cameras? How about in really go to space?
Is that a giant
People have a lot of ideas.
Neck pillow? Wow.
I just thought I wanted to get comfortable.
That's a really...
I can't believe these are the chairs you have
you
for
you fly with that?
For,
do you fly in planes with that around your neck?
Of course.
I love that.
So lifelike.
That's so great.
Drool on it.
I hear they like this part.
Yeah, just lying on it.
Wow.
I'm just going to sit like this the rest of the...
I was like, this rant is going pretty good. And then I turned like, dick and balls.
Bad color. Where
did you make that?
No, I didn't.
So you bought it at a store?
Yeah. I did.
You haven't been to Bed Bath and Dick Pillow?
Bed, Dick, and Beyond. Cock, right, balls, and Beyond.
On that note, on that classy note, we will go for another brief break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hey, freaks.
I'm here with Dr. Mark. My name's Scott Pop.
Two beautiful blue boys, Scott and Pop.
Blue boy, blue boy.
Blue boys. We are doing a satanic festival in Palm Springs.
Jash Fesh Pop.
Cool celebrities.
Sarah Silverman, Michael Soro, and Reggie Watt.
Rigmarole.
Dr. Mark on the boards.
Funk is on 10s.
Scott Pop
doing Diarangus. I know what you're thinking. I can't go to these festivals. I walk in, I'm so confused. Where do I go? I'm going to be there, Dr. Mark, and I'm going to be your personal festival concierge.
Bye.
Blue boy. Ah.
Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show, which normally will not have people eating and chewing in it. It happens every once in a while because it gets past me somehow. I try to keep food off the set. And also, our web store is now through billoby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think, maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature. And it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys, and enjoy your day.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
Hey, we're back, and the show just flew by again. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
But,
shoo, I'm allergic to that so music coming good. Back from the break. happens every time.
Woo! It's like being allergic to whack MCs.
We still got to get Steel Panther's going to make a song for coming back from the first break.
Nice.
Yeah, and then this one changes gears. It's like kind of a mellow return to the show.
Are you going to do like a remix album?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Peaches, Bass Nectar, they're all going to be there.
As this thing goes forward, I never know what's going to happen next. Like, I'm going to do a 4-hour and 20-minute version of this show.
Getting hella dug.
From an Airstream trailer in Palm Strings, you know, that's where Peter Parker grew up. All right. Spider-Man.
Yeah, Palm Strings. Ah, took me a minute.
That's cool.
I figured that was the aftermath of not forgetting to bring a towel or a sock.
After strings, gross.
Palm strings.
Not in this conversation right now.
Welcome back to Dudes Talk Around Peaches. her latest album, Rub, is available now.
Well, you know what?
For I was doing anytime you watch this episode, it's available.
I was doing a segue because I have a remix album coming out.
Oh, that's why you brought up remixes?
Yeah, I tried.
All right. Yeah. Rub Remixed will be released exclusively on double vinyl.
Ooh.
And download.
Yes.
So you gotta either
download.
Be super future or super past to get this remix. And it's May 27th is when this is gonna happen. Pre-order now on iTunes and peachesrocks.com.
ROCKS?
Mm. Yes.
None
of that ROX shit.
ROCZ.
XX.
ROCX.
Come on.
I'm just making sure.
Triple X just doesn't mean what it meant back in the day.
Right.
Now it's just.
Try finding a show on the BBC.
Three kisses. Ngayo Beelum.
That's me.
Has a benefit show.
This Saturday.
For Grow for Vets, which is the awesomest sounding charity.
They give free medicinal cannabis to veterans to help with the PTSD and other various ailments.
Everything.
Chronic pain
all their pain. All yeah. their, what they went through. It's all, why not?
It's going to be great. Rick
Absolutely
Overton.
Absolutely deserve it. Saturday, March 26th, 7 p.m. at Busby's in West Hollywood.
That's it.
Who would you say is going to be on it?
Rick Overton's going to be there.
Hilarious.
Jason Wrestler. We got a special guest I can't name.
Dinah
Leffert will be there. Navy veteran Jason Wrestler, Air Force veteran Jessica Wellington will also be there. They're very funny. Corey Robinson will be there. It's a good show.
I love it.
I'll be there.
Perfect.
Peaches is going to drop by. Going to bring free vinyl remix
and as
test copies.
Yes. as we've tried right here in the basement, your new flavor. I'm just trying to get to the plug your High Life line and Bubba Mint.
Bubba Mint
is the flavor that we enjoyed today.
You can find that at naturalcannabis.com.
It's the flavor we will savor.
Nice.
Yeah, here on Getting Down West, Hoss. This has been a great Goonies Die with Happiness. And I'd like to give you guys a little treat right now.
Oh.
Do you like magic?
Love magic.
Okay, here we go. It's game time. Yay! Sorry, say hi.
Hi, Peaches.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. You mind helping
me? Nice to meet you. I do not mind helping you at all.
Just reach out and tap a card whenever you want.
Okay.
Which one? Okay, take a look at it. You got to memorize? Show it to this camera over here, actually. Cool. Place it back right here. I'll cut it into the deck. And then shuffle the cards. And I've got this ace right here, the ace of spades. I call it the bullet card. I don't like guns, but I like making them out of cards. And I'm going to actually load this bullet card into the deck.
Oh.
And then hopefully on the count of three, I'm going to try and fire it over there. One, two, three.
Yes! Oh! Wait, can I do a trick for you?
Sure. This is unprecedented.
Can I do a trick for him?
Yeah, all right. I'll be over here.
Wow.
I can do it for you.
You want to do it for
Gabe? I love this.
All right. Okay, even if like, oh, that's the trick. All right. No problem. Just might take. Okay. Pick a card. Okay, show it to the camera over there. And put it. All right. Can you cut them in half?
Complete?
No, we're gonna take this half. That makes no sense at all. All right. Yeah. Is that your card?
No.
Okay. I'm definitely high now.
No.
No.
It's a lot harder when you're high, trust me.
It is. I feel it's really high. I hope this works.
That's what he said.
No.
Okay.
49 tries later.
Is that your card?
No.
Oh, I swear. Okay, so your card's not in here?
No.
Okay, that's...
I don't think so. No, no.
That's not your card. Okay, wait, let me just... Is any of these yours?
No, they're
okay.
Not.
Okay. Can you make a fist?
I can.
Okay, sideways? Okay.
Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen.
Man!
The only
How much you commit to being incompetent, so it's really impressive at the end.
That was very clean.
That was a lot of... I've never seen somebody say that many times, is it this card? Is it this card? Like, I was really like, she's never going to pull this out. That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was magical.
Yeah. Nobody's ever done that to Gabe.
Thanks, Gabe.
First usually gets the last laugh on that.
I feel doubly magicked.
Yeah, that was really...
I can't believe that happened.
Right?
I was like, ugh, my hands.
Because then after hitting it and being really dramatic, like now it's gonna work, then like it still didn't work. That'd be pretty funny. But that worked out great. That was nice job.
Thank you, Heavy Monkey.
You did such a great job.
Where's the great job? You missed it.
I don't want it to hurt some ears. I'm doing stand-up tomorrow night at the Improv in San Jose. Douglas Movies is coming to Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday, April 9th. And then in San Francisco, I'm doing my annual Countdown to 420 show. And that's Tuesday, April 19th at 10:30. And it ends at midnight. And then you know what we do. Because it's for
jumping jacks?
Yeah, we go outside and do a ton of jumping jacks.
Nice.
And hope the cops don't come by. DouglasMovies.com for more deets, and links.
Deets.
Dip, dip, dip.
Dits.
Thank you again to Ngayo and Peaches.
It's over?
Yeah, can you believe it? You could take another hit of something as we go out if you'd like.
I didn't even try the bong.
Yeah, give the bong a whirl. People will love it. people are watching going, yeah.
Why is it like...
Hit that shit.
There's no, you pull the thing.
Oh, just that's just there. Like yeah. To confuse you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of these things are puzzles.
Logic puzzle. Mm-hmm.
Don't burn yourself puzzles.
Don't right? Burn yourself puzzles.
Yeah, yeah. Because I could find a lot of ways
that's
to burn
stove,
myself with
the
stuff
top.
On this table.
Beards and mustaches, right?
Yeah, that's another way to go. All right, you guys. My next show is going to be on Tuesday, March 29th. So when's that? That's like next Tuesday.
You're correct, sir.
At 2:15. 2:15 Pacific Standard Time. With, I already know who the guests are, I think. Pretty sure I do. And
you just pick random time.
It's going to be a fun, it's when people can do it, you know, when we can get you guys to show up and fits into your schedule. Do you have anything important you have to do after this? Right? Because your day is going to be kind of shot.
This is important.
This is important.
This is important.
We did this. We made a stand.
I've been waiting all day for this.
me too.
Did you smoke weed earlier today?
I did not.
No.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, so 2:15 next Tuesday, you guys. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Remember to check out Viceland, the new TV channel from Vice. New shows include Gaycation, Fuck That's Delicious, Flophouse, Balls Deep, and Noisy. What's Noisy? Noisy follows host Zach Goldbaum around the world in his quest to understand today's music and the places that helped create it. Each episode takes place in a new location with a new artist. The first features rapper Kendrick Lamar in his hometown of Compton. It appears to me to be a compelling and sometimes controversial look at music today. Noisy airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. only on Viceland. Check out Noisy and all the new shows on Viceland today.